And that is the Overture to Light Cavalry. It was composed by Franz von Suppe, who was born 200 years ago this month. Now, von Suppe is not quite a household name, but if you like movies or cartoons, odds are you have heard his music. Classical music commentator Miles Hoffman explains.
Franz von Suppe is pretty much the classic case of the composer who writes a few pieces that are remembered forever, while the rest of his works, and the composer himself, are largely forgotten. One of von Suppe's pieces that has proved lastingly popular is his Poet and Peasant Overture. Here's a somewhat unusual version of the piece, conducted by the great maestro Popeye the Sailor Man. That's von Suppe's Poet and Peasant Overture, renamed for a 1935 Popeye cartoon, The Spinach Overture. It's one of the von Suppe overtures that's still a favorite among concert audiences, but that's probably been heard by much larger audiences in cartoon and movie soundtracks. One internet source I checked lists 173 soundtracks that use the music of von Suppe. Here's an excerpt, for example, from the soundtrack to the 1942 Disney cartoon Symphony Hour, which features none other than Mickey Mouse conducting the Light Cavalry Overture. The original instrumentation, you may notice, has been varied somewhat. Franz von Suppe was born in 1819 and raised in what's now Croatia, but he came to Vienna as a young man and built an extraordinarily successful career there as a conductor and composer. But he wasn't a symphony and string quartet kind of guy. He wrote mainly for the theater, operettas, ballets, and comedies. Most of the operettas and other works haven't survived, but several of the overtures to the operettas have. Here's von Suppe's overture to Morning, Noon, and Night in Vienna. It features a very beautiful cello solo that I'm afraid was transformed rather rudely in a 1933 Betty Boop cartoon. You'll hear a bit of the original, followed by the Betty Boop version. Franz von Suppe was, in fact, an extremely gifted composer. His overtures have both great beauty and great brilliance, which is why they're still played. They're hard to play, too. It takes a top-notch orchestra to play them well. That was the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra playing Franz von Suppe's overture to the beautiful Galatea. As for the cartoon versions, well, von Suppe himself spent a career writing music for light entertainments, so perhaps he would have been perfectly happy to know that his music has been used to enhance the light entertainments of a different time. For NPR News, I'm Miles Hoffman.
Miles Hoffman, music commentator and musician himself. He's the violist of the American Chamber Players and the distinguished visiting professor of chamber music at the Schwab School of Music in Columbus, Georgia.